Have you ever been annoyed by everyday sounds like someone tapping fingers on the desk or pens clicking? Some people are not only annoyed by certain sounds, but live with a condition where these sounds, known as trigger sounds, actually elicit a feeling of rage and a negative physical response. I'm Sherry Lawson for WEKU. Growing up, dinner time with her family was usually painful for Kamala Ondelik.
I was about 7 years old, and I was eating dinner with my family one night, and it was just kind of out of the blue. I noticed the way that my dad was chewing was really bothering me.
It was the first time Kamala remembers feeling completely overwhelmed by a sound. Just a few years ago, the 25-year-old discovered she had misophonia, also known as selective sound sensitivity syndrome. Kamala says certain sounds, like people chewing gum or crunching on chips, are unbearable. For most of her life, family and friends just thought Kamala was being difficult.
I feel like I'm having a panic attack. You know, my heart is racing. My hands are starting to sweat, and there's nothing I want more than to just run away from the sound.
Lexington audiologist Dr. Ann Roten refers to these as soft sounds or trigger sounds.
Usually body noises like sniffing or chewing, but sometimes it can be environmental like dogs barking in the distance, clocks ticking, people clicking pens.
Roten, who has a doctorate in audiology, says our auditory systems usually tune out soft sounds, but they're supposed to react when there are dangerous sounds.
Their auditory system reacts to somebody chewing or sniffing or a pen clicking as if it's something dangerous, like a twig snapping in the woods or somebody coming in your back door in the middle of the night.
Without some form of sound therapy, relationships, social situations, and even going to work can be challenging. For patients like Kamala Ondelik, Dr. Roten recommends a tabletop generator. It's a small device that plays sounds like white noise or gentle rain.
That just is in the background to enrich the environment to make any trigger noises less noticeable.
Kamala uses one at work and family functions. She also wears what look like hearing aids, but Dr. Roten calls them ear-level sound generators. They basically play white noise in her ears.
What we try to do is take sounds that don't bother me and try to fill that in the space so that my brain chooses to focus on the sounds that my brain likes.
There's not much data on misophonia, according to Dr. Christopher Spankovich, audiologist with the Department of Otolaryngology at the University of Mississippi Medical Center. But the issue doesn't seem to be a problem with the patient's hearing. The term misophonia, coined in early 2000, means hatred of sound. Spankovich says that's the literal interpretation of the word.
Rather, they have a robust emotional response to the sound. That can also have anger associated with it, basically almost like an emotional outburst to these specific sets of sounds.
In a recent study from Newcastle University in England, researchers found that part of the brain for people with misophonia goes into overdrive, causing a fight-or-flight response. Still, it's not known how many people have the condition, and only a few small studies indicate it's more prevalent in females. Kamala Ondelik says after years of not knowing, finding out she had misophonia was emotional.
I was crying because I was just relieved that for the first time in, 20 years that I was justified. You know, I felt like there was something more than just, me being difficult.
There's no cure for misophonia, but new research, sound-based therapy, and counseling offer hope for people with this life-altering condition. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson.